Chapter 23, Fostem 2025. Still in the same period mentally as the Conservative period. In fact, I was still a member of the Conservative Party during Fostem 2025. I become mostly relaxed and I had everything under control at that point. You know, when that happens, as I said, you know, I just meet people. I have fun. It's quite normal for anyone, really. So begins the silly season. What was Brexit, exactly? I beamed directly to the Libre University of Brussels, spotting two of my most intelligent friends in the matter stream, Flower Girl and Flower Man. Flower Girl was the exact opposite in person to the person that I knew online. The one I knew online was bossy, no-nonsense sort of person. You know, you didn't really want to offend her, like she was just really bossy. And in person, though, she smiled, she laughed at everything, generally just made fun of everything. She was just extremely relaxed at all times. We talked about a lot of things that interested her, and I'd sometimes be able to contribute to the conversation. We both talked a lot. Flower Man was also very much similar. They were just both, you know, nerds. So just typical nerds. We enjoyed each other throughout the entire weekends. Like we talk a lot on RC, like just about all kinds of like really intense subjects. I only keep high quality friends. I spent the entire weekend with them. You know, we got up to all kinds of trouble together. For example, that we were out one day and we saw a meat locker late at night, like full of the meat. In Brussels, there are like these lockers where you can like go, you pay some money, and you can like, open it to buy. Like it's like a locker where you can just buy meat. We took the proper piss out of it because all the meat was like 2 or 3 days expired. Like it was actually oxidizing. We took pictures of it and just pointed at it and laughing at it. There's actually a photo of me pointing at it. I hate Brussels. I always have. The food's all French, which means a lot of butter and oil and bread, hard bread. I'm sorry, but this is just what I consider to be pure hell. I generally avoid Brussels, and I only go there if I'm doing a talk at Fostem, usually, or if someone I like is going. I went because Flower Man and Flower Girl were going, and I only decided to go like 3 days before on a whim. I booked my flight and hotel literally like last minute, like the day before. Fostem itself is mostly international, so there's no French food in sight whatsoever. Just really low quality, overpriced burgers and pizza and chips and waffles at food trucks that are available at the conference. It's all I ate during the day. I never really used the canteen there though, because the queue for the coffee there is absolutely insane. There's a vending machine in the AW buildings, and I normally go there because no one else knows it's there. It's really tucked away. I go there to get coffee and then just wander around with it, and as far as I can remember, it cost 90 cents. For some reason, I just think it cost 90 cents. I'm pretty sure it's 90 cents. Anyway, I knew that the coffee machine was still there. It was there at, you know, Fostem 2016. It was still there in 2025, so that made me happy. I spent the entire first morning on Saturday in the firmware and bootloader room watching every firmware and bootloader talk, obviously. I was the one who always asked the most difficult questions at the end. For example, I asked Lennart Pertering about Linux UKIs in the context of Core Boot and EDK2, asking whether he experimented with it, which forced him to admit that he'd never used Core Boot, in a room full of Core Boot developers. I wasn't there to talk this year. I just enjoyed asking the most generally interesting and challenging questions in all of the talks. I went to a lot of talks. I love questions and answers, because you sit there listening to someone talk about their boring projects, and then you're like, oh, well, what about this? Because I'm always like the person who just like notices things. But anyway, I met a lot of cool people. You know, I went to eat lunch once with the executives from a non-profit foundation that supported a major free software project. I'm not going to say who they were, but I had an egg salad sandwich that day with an Americano. Flower Man was also there and showed everyone his passport photo, which made him look like a serial killer. He had another ID photo that made him look like the Unabomber. We all laughed. Yeah, and one of them he looks like the Terminator from like Terminator 2 or something. The other one he looks like just a mad bomber. Most of the weekend was spent walking around Brussels and just eating at nice restaurants. I like the Fostem event because it basically feels like being back in school almost, or college perhaps. In fact, it was literally a university campus, and a lot of students would walk around the campus as well. They weren't attending the conference, there were just like hundreds of students there as well. Thousands of us crammed like sardines in a campus far too small to host Fostem. That's really what makes Fostem what it is, you know, it's just manic. I engaged a lot with, this is actually one of the criticisms that people have of Fostem, because it's so overpacked. But in my opinion, that's actually what makes it fun, like, because it's just like so overcrowded. You have to like fight to get into a room. Anyway, I talked a lot to Flower Girl and Flower Man on politics. I'm not going to reveal the contents of our conversations, obviously, in this book, but our conversations were extremely intense. We were basically emulating talking on IRC, but in person. So it's kind of like love almost. For example, we were all completely exhausted one night and we were just eating a meal at a hotel. We had the same hotel, so we were eating downstairs. There was a group of businessmen, business people were just talking. They were just drinking wine at a table. They were speaking Dutch, engaging in completely pointless small talk, and I understood roughly half of it. So I knew exactly what they were saying. Absolutely nothing. I told my friends I escaped that world 10 years ago. I laughed while pointing at them. I told Flower Girl that I just hated small talk. I can do it when forced to, but you know, I prefer long, intellectually challenging conversations, especially about topics that I've never heard of, which is why I surround myself with highly autistic people at conferences. Okay. Flower Girl and Flower Man are both incredibly autistic, so I thought it would be funny at one point for us to try emulating small talk. After I'd taken the absolute piss out of the boring Dutch people nearby, we couldn't. We just couldn't. It was so alien to all of us that we just immediately started laughing uncontrollably. On one night, I sat with Flower Man in his room and he told me about his childhood. Again, I won't reveal the contents of the conversations that we had, but it was intense. You know, I described mine as well. A little bit of it, anyway. We went out to eat, taking Flower Girl with us that night. She was a little bit groggy because she'd been sleeping. We banged on her door and we went to eat at a nice Portuguese restaurant because I absolutely refused to eat French food. I hate French food. I basically crashed the FSF's machine learning talk. I felt darkly satisfied to know that they were using a canoe boot machine for their presentation. And I left the talk about 20 minutes before it ended. Flower Man was in front of me as well, and I made sure to walk in front of the stage, but outside of the camera's view. I looked at the FSF's new executive director in the eye as I passed. She knew where I was, and I said, I obviously didn't say anything. Yeah, because like, he wanted to go out to lunch or something, and I literally just said, I didn't say it loudly, but when we left, I whispered, like several other people around me in the audience could hear, I just said, this talk is fucking boring. I want to leave now. Yes, let's go. Or something like that. I was just a complete arsehole, basically. I watched the recording later, and she's clearly shaking in the part where I leave. Like, her eyes, like, she's, like, scalding at one point. She turns away briefly to someone in front of the audience, like, probably one of... I'm guessing it's probably one of her colleagues, like, sitting in the front row. I don't really know how to describe it, but she's just sort of scalding. You know, like, when someone smiles in a sort of, like, scalding, like, condescending way. You know what I mean? You could definitely see that she hated me for some reason. I left a mark on her, though, I thought. The talk itself was trash. I mean, how's a tiny little non-profit organization in Boston going to fight AI? I mean, it's a multi-trillion, literally a trillion-plus dollar industry now. There was a month. This is, like, before the FSF, like, just said, what do you want? You know, and we just kind of ended it and ended the Cold Boot War. Like, this was, like, the last month in which the Cold Boot War occurred, so... You know, I was just being an asshole. It was after that, though. You know, she had the courage to ask, "What do you want? What do you want, Leah?" Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that in this chapter. Flower Girl and I met up with another one of our friends, who I shall call Princess. Yeah, she came from some wealth and was actually a quite important person. I'm not going to reveal any details here. She was nice, though. I don't normally like rich people, but you know, she was right. I liked her personality. Like, she was just really chaotic and fun. Like, she was also really extremely intelligent. Like, she knew a lot about topics that we spoke about. She taught me some stuff about her country that I found interesting, and we just had a good time. And this would not be my last encounter with her. There was a moment when we were walking to a restaurant, and I trailed behind. Princess looked behind her toward me, looking at me strangely. I wonder what she saw. I was just walking. I was just completely nonchalant. Just, you know, walking quietly behind the group, almost as if I was stalking them as they all just chatted away. She'd obviously noted my absence, and she looked behind, and I had my completely unassuming jacket and sunglasses on. I was just walking casually, minding my own business, you know. We went then to a nice Syrian restaurant to eat. There's a lot of Syrian refugees in Brussels at that point, which means that the quality of cuisine had risen by roughly 500% over the last few years. And another person was also with us who I'd known for years. He was the leader of several major free software projects. I'm just going to call him the Watchman because he's a libertarian. He has absolutely no bearing on any of his story, and I'm literally just mentioning him because he exists. You know, now you know he exists. I didn't object, despite the fact that he was thoroughly deluded because, you know, libertarianism is insane. It makes no sense. But there's no sense arguing with the Watchman. He would argue with you until the death of the universe. So I just wanted to enjoy the food, so I did that instead. Made a proper pig of myself as well. I even ate it with several people's leftovers. I do that a lot when I'm at conferences. I met my Dutch friend, former Dutch friend from like 2015, the one that I lost my virginity to, you know, when I realised that I was like gay. We were both in a room at the conference. She had a mask on, but I recognised her eyes. Like I just knew, I just saw her and I recognised her. I approached her, calling her by name. She was friendly, and you know we chatted a lot. Apparently, all forgiven. And I told her that, you know, I've changed a lot over the years. Obviously, you know, how I didn't need to be angry anymore. How I was just really stupid and drunk. Blah blah blah. I mean, I meant it. You know, it was sincere. I spoke to her again on like social media afterwards. She didn't reply to my message, but I said something like, you know, thank you for inspiring me all those years ago, and I'm sorry for all the pain I caused. She clicked like on the post, but obviously, as I said, you know, she didn't reply. And, I mean, she's welcome to talk to me whenever she wants. I'm sure she knows who she is if she's listening to this story. Anyway, I met up with one of the people from the Software Freedom Conservancy as well, because Libreroot had applied to become a member project. It's kind of like joining GNU, but it's like more sort of hands off. Since Libreroot had already applied, but they hadn't replied to any of my emails, so I basically ambushed them on like one of their representatives on the stage. Like just before their talk, like I literally just walked up on stage and talked to her, smiling. She gave me the usual like politician's politeness, you know, that empty smile, and she assured me that everything would be looked into. But of course, I knew, you know, the Conservancy would later cite so-called governance issues, which in translation probably meant that the FSF people who overlapped with their community entirely had probably briefed down their necks at some point. I didn't really think much of it because Libreroot later became part of the software in the public interest instead, which is a different organization. Totally chill, and they support a number of really useful projects like Arch Linux, Debian Linux, and so on. Flower Girl and Flower Man are both incredibly cool people, and that's it. That's all. Nothing else happened at FOSDEM 2025.